Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 6th of December, 1969. The title is, Make Your Intellect Infinite and Farsighted with an Easy Nature. Make your intellect infinite and farsighted, Vishal and Durandeshi, with an easy nature, with Saral Swabhav. Bap Dada says, What special fragrance, what Vishesh Khushbu, and what special attraction, and what Vishesh Akarshan is there in today's gathering, is there in today's Sabha? Everyone's love is there anyway. Why have you been called? Should one think that all those that have come here today have come prepared to go back home? Those who are ever ready are always prepared. As soon as they are called, they are able to pack up everything and take a high jump. You saw in a practical form how much time Baba took to answer the call of the drama, did you not? On the one side, you have to pack up everything, and on the other side, you have to take a high jump. You saw both these scenes. Why did this happen in the drama? In order to teach you. You will have to be ever ready to this extent. Now, the line of those who are ever ready has started. Anyone can claim a number in this line. Whatever is in everyone's thoughts will never happen. What is to happen will happen suddenly. This custom and system of the Brahmin clan, this rasam and rivaj of the Brahmin clan, has already begun. There is a very deep secret within the drama as to why this custom and system has been created. So make such effort in advance so that you are instantly able to pack up and take a high jump. Who are the ones who have the power to pack up? Those who have an easy nature, Saral Swabhav, are easily able to adopt the power to pack up, Sametne ki Shakti. Those who have an easy nature will also be cooperative with others. Those who have love for all, those who are snehi, always receive cooperation, always receive sayog from all. This is why they are easily able to confront everything or pack up. To the extent that their nature is easy, Maya will confront them less. They are loved by all. Those with an easy nature never have waste thoughts, nor is their time wasted. Because of not having waste thoughts, their intellect remains broad and far-sighted, and therefore, no obstacle can confront them. The more there is easiness, the greater the cleanliness. Cleanliness attracts everyone towards itself. Cleanliness means honesty as well as being clean. Swachhata means sachai and safai. There will be honesty and cleanliness only when you have an easy nature. Those who have an easy nature can adopt many forms. You can give any form to someone that is soft. So although you have become gold, you must now melt that gold in the fire so that it can be molded. Due to weakness in this, there is a lack of success in service. You have come to the bhatti to learn to mold yourself. One is the power to mold, and the other is the power to apply a brick. How much time should you take to mold yourself? Although you know how to mold, you sometimes take a long time. You have to have such thoughts that you don't take a long time. The moment you have a thought, it should take a practical form. You have to emerge from the bhatti in such a stage that each of your thoughts and words takes a practical form. Those people attain occult powers, riddhi siddhi, whereas here you attain powers through yoga. You have to learn what the powers of remembrance are. The thoughts, words, and actions of those who attain success are successful. They will not have a single waste thought. They will only have thoughts that are successful. Those who are serviceable will not have any thoughts that are not successful, and they should not have any thoughts that are not going to be successful. Each thought of yours has value. But only when you give value to yourself will others recognize the value of you jewels. The face of each of you, when you emerge from this bhatti, should be like a living museum. You have built many museums, but now each of you has to make your face like a living museum. How many images are there in this living museum of the face? Which images will you place in the living museum of this face? First of all, they position the images in the museums and then they decorate them. Then they have an inauguration and then they ask others for their opinions. So, there are three main images in your living museum, in your Chaitanya museum: the forehead, the eyes, and the mouth. Bhrukuti, Nayan, and Mukh. It is only through these that others can know your consciousness, your attitude, your vision, and your words. It is only through these that others can know your smriti, vritti, drishti, and vani. There are the three main pictures of the Trimurti, Lakshmi, and Narayan, and the ladder. Just as the entire knowledge is contained in these, in the same way, these images are eternally fitted in the face. The image should be decorated in such a way that it attracts others to itself from a distance, in such a way that others cannot stay without being attracted. When you people build museums, you try to decorate the pictures in such a way that they attract from a distance so that you do not have to call anyone to come. In the same way, each of you has to prepare your museum in this way. You have to think in depth about whatever you have heard and merge it into your every vein. To the extent that you think about it in depth, to that extent, you will bring it about in action and into your activity in a practical form. In order to reveal those sanskars, go into the depth of each aspect and merge each of those sanskars into your every vein. What do you have to do in order to incorporate one thing into something else? Firstly, you have to put it in very deep. And secondly, you have to press it down. You have to grind it in. To grind it means to make every aspect refined. You have to emerge from this bhatti with the promise of bringing about those sanskars in a practical form. To the extent that you reveal the Father, to that extent, you will reveal yourself. Included within your revelation of the Father is your own revelation. You have to become like this and make others the same. Do you understand? There is such power in this gathering that you can do whatever you want. If you just have the thought, you can even change the world. You are such powerful souls. But what powerful thought must you have now? You have to refresh yourself with that once again. It is for Madhuban that it is remembered. Not just anyone can step inside. Madhuban is the line of fortune. No one else can step inside. Bab Dada explains to all of you that this is the line of love and Bab Dada lives within the boundary of this love. No one else can enter, not even if he were to cut off his head. It is not a small thing to receive this love in the corporeal form. As you progress further, when you see others weep for it, then you will have value for it. They will fall at your feet, weeping. They will be thirsty for one drop of love and will fall at your feet. All of you have merged the ocean of love into yourselves, whereas they will remain thirsty for even one drop. Who can have such a fortune? No one else can have the happiness and sweetness of all relationships with which you souls are filled. So within this drama, always keep your elevated fortune in front of you. When you keep it in front of you, you will automatically be reminded about giving a return. Acha, Om Shanti.